From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell with another hour of music from the worlds of the avant-garde, free improvisation, and fusion. We'll open the program with a two-part piece, taking up the B-side of an LP. And that LP is entitled Firebird, featuring a quartet fronted by Japanese reed man Kenji Mori, featured on tenor sax, alto flute, and tape loops on this recording. He's joined by Kasumi Watanabe on electric guitar, Nobuyoshi Ino on bass, and Steve Jackson on drums. The sessions were recorded at Epicurus Studios in Tokyo in 1977 and issued later that year on the Three Blind Mice label. And we'll hear, as I said, the two-part title cut, Firebird.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
Firebird, parts 1 and 2, respectively. A piece essentially blurring the lines between free improvisation and jazz rock fusion. Recorded in Tokyo in 1977 and released later that year on the Japanese Three Blind Mice label. Music of Kenji Mori, with Kazume Watanabe, Nobuyoshi Ino, and Steve Jackson, respectively. You are listening to Jazz Progressions. We will continue on in a similar vein. Music that straddles the boundaries between avant-garde, free improvisation, and fusion. As we turn first in this set to English drummer Robert Wyatt and his debut solo album from 1971, The End of an Ear, Robert is probably best known for his association with the Soft Machine as drummer and one of their vocalists. This album was released at a time when he was getting ready to exit Soft Machine. As such, the album contains some elements of Soft's sound, but is a bit more rooted in free improvisation, mainly due to the presence of the likes of Mark Cherig on cornet and Soft Machine bandmate Elton Dean on alto sax, who really helped to guide Robert Wyatt as he was exploring more avant-garde possibilities. All of this, of course, came to an abrupt halt when Robert mysteriously fell out of a fourth-story window and was no longer able to play the drums. He then turned more towards songwriting instead. But this rare solo outing features him on drums, also piano, voice, organ, and electronic effects. As I said, Elton Dean and Mark Cherig, Mark Elledge, also piano player, Neville Whitehead, bass, and Cyril Ayres, additional percussion. Most of the pieces on this album are dedicated to various people important in Robert's life, including this piece, To Nick Everyone.
Thank you. We'll be right back. Thank you.
We began that set with Robert Wyatt on drums, piano, and effects. From The End of an Ear, a play on the phrase The End of an Era, as Robert was preparing to exit the soft machine. Also a nod to the album Ear of the Beholder, from pianist Lol Coxell, on which Robert appears on at least one track on drums. We listened to the track To Nick Everyone. We followed that with a quartet, I believe, from Germany. I don't know much about this band. They're called Om, O-M, and their 1974 LP on the German Indian Records label is entitled Montreux, Live and More. The A-side of the LP was recorded at the Montreux Jazz Festival in Switzerland in July of 1974, and the B-side features studio tracks recorded at Sinus Studio in Bern in September of 74. Urs Leingruber on reeds, also Christy Doran guitar, Bobby Bury bass, and Freddy Studer drums, and we listen to a piece penned by Christy Doran for the session, When Eyes Are Smiling. You're listening to Jazz Progressions, and we're here with our concluding set for this hour. And we'll listen to music of Italian percussionist Andrea Centazzo from a 1989 recording called Visions. And it's a duet featuring Andrea Centazzo on percussion, electronics, samples and such, and Roberto Manuzzi on sax. And this is the title track, Visions.
Yeah. Ah! such joy mixed with sorrow, crossing over all the moments colored by the watching sea.
We began the set with Andrea Centazzo on percussion and electronics, and Roberto Manuzzi, sax. The title track from the 1989 release, Visions. That album was reissued on Ictus Records in 2006. And lastly, from 1983, a trio fronted by English reed man John Sermon, featured on baritone and soprano sax and bass clarinet, also piano and synthesizer, Karen Krog on vocals and effects, those effects courtesy of an Oberheim ring modulator, and drummer Pierre Faver. In the late 70s, John signed to the ECM label, and since then, almost all of his output has been released by them, including this date, which is entitled Such Winters of Memory, and the track we heard, Seaside Postcard, 1951. And with that, we come to the end of this hour of Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company this week. A reminder that if you'd like to view the playlist for this show or listen to the program again, you can do so by going to qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. And your feedback about the program, always welcome, at qualityradioproductions@yahoo.com. Jazz Progressions is produced at the studios of Geneva Community Radio in Geneva, New York, and is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.